Is this the roof of a majestic Beirut mosque? No, it's a cheesecake factory in Peoria, Arizona. Is this a 15th century Italian beach house? No, it's the entrance to an Epicurean world of fine dining, courtesy of the Cheesecake Factory. And is this the Eye of Sauron, or perhaps some portal to another dimension? Not exactly, though there is a transcendental quality to the chocolate caramelicious cheesecake made with Snickers. Some describe these establishments as excessive, pretentious, tacky, tasteless, chaotic, soulless, obnoxious, and overwhelming. But the Cheesecake Factory is misunderstood. Those giant Egyptian columns conceal complexity, authenticity, and, oddly enough, humility. Sponsored by Brilliant, and Brilliant only. Learn math, science, and computer science the intuitive way with the link in the description. By size, the Cheesecake Factory may not look all that impressive. With about 200 locations, it ranks only 15th among American casual dining restaurants. There are 7.5 times as many Applebee's and 4 times as many Olive Gardens. But watch what happens when we compare revenue per location. Suddenly, the Cheesecake Factory sits in a league of its own. Its average restaurant generates $11 million a year, 76% more than second place Texas Roadhouse and 60% more than P.F. Chang's. Like In-N-Outs, they may be relatively few and far between. In fact, there are fewer Cheesecake Factories than In-N-Outs, but each one is a certified money printing machine. Put differently, that's $1,100 per square foot, more than K Jewelers made selling wedding rings in 2014. Avocado egg rolls are apparently a better route to riches than literal diamonds. There are two main ingredients to this incredible success. First, this is what demand looks like at a typical restaurant over the course of the day, from Chili's to Chipotle. During lunch and dinner, customers are easy to find. In fact, you don't find them, they find you. This, on the other hand, the period between about 2 and 5 p.m., is every restaurant's nightmare. 3 hours during the middle of the day, every day, that are almost as unprofitable as 8 in the morning. During this window, location is extremely important. Customers will stop by, but only if it's convenient. The solution? Many cheesecake factories are located in or near malls. Afternoon shoppers guarantee a steady flow of foot traffic during this lull, solving one of the greatest challenges in the industry: sharp fluctuations in demand. The other ingredient, of course, is its legendary menu. What started as one page in the 1970s has now grown to 21, with 13 categories, 26 subcategories, and, wait for it, 250 unique items. What you're looking at here is a condensed version, without the descriptions, prices, international translations, company story, disclaimers, trademark symbols, and yes, full-page cheesecake advertisements usually scattered throughout. Neither does what you're seeing include the separate kids, happy hour, gluten-free, or quote, low-calorie, skinny-licious menus. At 6,000 words and with an estimated reading time of 30 minutes, the real menu is more treaties than tweet. From here, opinions quickly diverge. A deep, though unspoken schism divides the cheesecake discourse. After extensive ethnographic research and a few clogged arteries, I've identified two customer archetypes. The first sees in the darn good 3,000-calorie factory nachos with spicy chicken incredible value, a hearty dinner and lunch the next day, all from an appetizer. From Italian to Mexican, Chinese, and American cuisine, there's truly something for everyone. Where else can grandma order a Cobb salad and grandson a cheeseburger spring roll? The other half sees a heart attack waiting to happen. In this strange alternate universe, even a salad can set you back 1,900 calories. The average American is advised to eat no more than 20 grams of saturated fat per day. The classic Basque cheesecake contains 88, nearly 4.5 days' worth. And if all those calories don't cause a heart attack, they argue, the architectural hyperstimulation will. The gigantic portions, the 21-page menu, the collision of Egyptian columns and Californian palms. It's all just too much. To this group, the Cheesecake Factory represents not just gross opulence, but the only thing worse, unjustified opulence. They imagine the company as three Olive Gardens in a trench coat, a transparent, clumsy attempt to make a corporate chain appear more sophisticated than it clearly is. They enjoy the same very cherry Ghirardelli chocolate cheesecake, but with a certain hesitation, from a psychological distance, and with a tinge, perhaps, of smugness. There's simply no way all 250 dishes were meticulously crafted, never mind freshly prepared. Therefore, the large menu must indicate a lack of taste, a cynical emphasis on quantity over quality. Except, here's the thing. They were meticulously crafted, and they are freshly prepared. Somewhere between restaurants 1 and 200, likely after going public in 1992, the Cheesecake Factory should have succumbed to the natural process of corporatization. It should have shed its quirky SoCal personality and joined the homogeneous, soulless heap of Olive Gardens and Rainforest cafes. These corporate ghosts may retain superficial vestiges of their former glory, Olive Garden's shallow commitment to hospitaliano, but inside they've become generic, cheap imitations. Would you like your mass-produced, microwaved soup served with a French beret or a Mexican sombrero? Submerged in this sea of samey brands, who can blame these critics for assuming the same of the Cheesecake Factory? The company doesn't scold those who scoff in its direction, nor does it do much to advertise its authenticity. If anything, the opposite. You can certainly be forgiven for thinking food from a self-described factory was mass-produced. Shockingly, however, it's really not. Everything you see is made from scratch. Not scratch with a wink. Really. Starting at 6 a.m. each morning, chefs begin preparing 700 ingredients and 160 sauces, marinating each piece of buffalo chicken, shredding each block of cheese, and chopping each tomato. And because everything is made to order, the company will gladly accommodate all kinds of customizations. Try ordering a Caesar salad without lettuce and be amazed. The only exception is the cheesecake itself, which is made in one of two bakeries, in California and North Carolina, and flown as far as Kuwait and China. Now, does its hilariously large menu allow the company to attract more customers and thus generate more profit? Of course, nobody's claiming otherwise. But every last one of those 250 meals are delicious. And they aren't chosen by focus groups or in corporate boardrooms. Instead, the founder, law school dropout, and former rock musician David Overton, now 76 years old, personally approves each one. Other companies pay lip service to inclusivity with half-hearted low-calorie, gluten-free, and vegetarian choices, only to cut them when costs increase. After all, rule number one when it comes to profitability is less is more. Fewer options equals less complexity, lower costs, and faster training. In 2021, 60% of restaurants reported reducing the size of their menus. IHOP recently dropped a whole 10 pages. Dave & Buster's went from 40 items to 15. Even McDonald's switched to a limited menu. The Cheesecake Factory, on the other hand, maintains its mind-boggling cornucopia of 250 choices, replacing but not removing a dozen or so every 6 months to keep things fresh. A few are practically sacred, like Evelyn's favorite pasta, named after David's mother, and the original cheesecake, unchanged since the 1940s. Gaze into the surreal, dreamlike abyss that is the Cheesecake Factory. Ponder its dizzying success, and tell me, what do you see? If the image staring back at you is that of an insecure teenager sporting a briefcase and an oversized suit, it's only because the illusion of carelessness was so seamlessly executed. The Cheesecake Factory is so confident in its taste, freshness, and quality that it rocks the oversized suit with ease. It willingly, unnecessarily, chooses to expose itself to ridicule for our enjoyment. It's not a careless, chaotic, corporate commodity masquerading as fine dining. It's fine dining masquerading as a careless, chaotic, corporate commodity. Tragically, this modesty has robbed it of its place in the small pantheon of lovable corporations. Now, is the Cheesecake Factory weird? Objectively. But its weirdness is a product of its role, a melting pot. It lies at the intersection of blue and white-collar America, a nice dinner out for the working class, and a fun, if slightly ironic, indulgence for the middle class. Its low-calorie, gluten-free, and over 40 vegetarian choices scream come one, come all. And its strange palate is the result of an indiscriminate fusion of cuisines, from Tex-Mex egg rolls to cheeseburger spring rolls. Finally, the Cheesecake Factory is the ultimate American export. Forget about the Statue of Liberty or $20 million F-16s. 85 countries and territories host American military bases. 19 are major non-NATO allies. But only the most privileged, a small, elite circle of 10, have the honor and distinction of hosting a Cheesecake Factory. Canada, Mexico, Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, China, Hong Kong, and Macau. These culinary outposts, shining beacons of American decadence, multiculturalism, and abundance, are as effective an ambassador as any of its embassies, movies, or pop songs. Today's sponsor, Brilliant, offers a no less impressive or diverse menu of courses on everything from programming to probability, physics, and calculus, so you can learn new skills, explore a potential career, or just stay sharp. With Brilliant, you can calculate the probability you'll enjoy the Cinnabon Cinnamon Swirl Cheesecake and fully appreciate the beautiful geometry of the tiramisu. After your meal, you're going to need to read up on the mammalian caloric intake lesson. Brilliant makes learning fun and interactive by teaching through application. You'll solve puzzles, riddles, and play games rather than just memorizing facts. Click the link on screen now, brilliant.org/polymatter, to start your free, unlimited 30-day free trial. The first 200 people to do so will also get 20% off their annual premium subscription. Go pick what interests you most and start learning today.